Today, we continue our investigation of the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum robbery, the biggest art heist in history. In the latest episode of the WBUR Boston Globe podcast, Last Scene, we're focusing on two men who may have been the men that dressed as police officers and robbed the museum. Joining us to talk about this is senior producer and reporter for Last Scene, Kelly Horan. Hi, Kelly.
Hi, Bob.
So last week, the team explored a Dorchester auto body shop called TRC, Auto Electric, a front for various criminal activities, as you told us. Two men who were known to have spent time at TRC were David Turner and George Reisfelder. Tell us a little bit more about Reisfelder first.
Sure. Well, George Reisfelder was imprisoned in 1968 for a murder he did not commit, and he served 16 years before being exonerated. And when George Reisfelder was exonerated, he was not compensated for the wrongful conviction. He was a guy with few prospects, but while he was in prison, he met crime boss Carmelo Merlino. And as we've learned, Carmelo Merlino, who was by then out of prison and back at the helm at TRC Auto Electric, offered him a job. But it was not a job fixing cars. It was a job selling cocaine. Many of the insights that we gleaned about George Reisfelder, we gleaned from someone who knew him very well. He was a fellow inmate. He also happened to be George's prison lover when he was in prison with George Reisfelder. We heard a lot about Reisfelder from him. His name is Robert Beauchamp.
Probably the best thing you could say about Reisfelder is he's the most loyal person you'd ever want to meet. Probably the worst thing you could say about him was he was a stone-cold psycho.
Reisfelder considered a prime suspect in the Gardner heist?
Well, not officially, because the FBI hasn't named any prime suspects. But I think unofficially, the answer is absolutely yes.
Tell us about that connection, then.
Well, Reisfelder bears a striking resemblance to one of the suspects in the police sketches for the Gardner heist. He's got a long face, a very distinctive bowl haircut, kind of a strong chin. But that's not the only reason. Robert Beauchamp claims that he gave Reisfelder the idea to rob a museum. He didn't say the Gardner Museum. He said a museum. Why rob a museum? Well, to have a painting to hold as crime insurance so that if George Reisfelder was popped on a coke dealing charge, he would have something to swap for kind of a get out of jail free card.
All right, let's talk about the other suspect, David Turner. Tell us about him.
Well, David Turner is a very different character from George Reisfelder. He grew up comfortable in Braintree, Massachusetts. He was kind of this all-American guy, nice-looking, three-season athlete. And nobody involved in looking at this case and looking at David Turner could really square his eventual turn to a life of crime. We spoke with former Massachusetts Assistant Attorney General Robert Sekellis, who tried twice to put Turner behind bars. And he had a very keen insight into Turner, who he kind of likened to a Jekyll and Hyde character. So on the one hand was that sort of all-American sheen I talked about. On the other, it was a very different side that he said he experienced when he was one-on-one with Turner.
It was chilling to be in the same room at times, and that's from very seasoned state police investigators. A cool customer, as they say. I mean, he showed no emotion whatsoever. Very stoic, very focused, very sure of himself, and seemed wholly uninterested and unconcerned with what was going on around him.
Let me ask, what is Turner's alleged connection to the Gardner robbery, Kelly?
There's a few connections. There are two robberies in particular that bookend the Gardner heist in time. One precedes it, one follows it. Both of these robberies, one is a home invasion, one is a robbery at the Bull and Finch Pub in Beacon Hill, the inspiration for the sitcom Cheers, bear the MOs of the Gardner heist. They were done on a holiday weekend. The thieves disguised themselves, handcuffed the two employees who were there. And, you know, if you're following this, you're hearing some of the hallmarks of the Gardner heist.
Well, much more on all of this in the latest episode of the podcast Last Scene. Kelly Horan, senior producer and reporter of Last Scene, thanks a lot for joining us.
You're welcome.
Next week on WBUR's Morning Edition, we look at the FBI's investigation.
Look, when the FBI says, we solved it, we know who did it, it's like, no, you don't, because you don't have the paintings.
You can download the first four episodes of Last Scene on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. To listen on our website or for instructions on how to download a podcast, visit wbur.org/Last Scene.
funding for Last Seen is provided by Samuel Adams. Sam Adams' Oktoberfest is back just in time for fall here in New England. SamuelAdams.com. Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Savor responsibly.